Singles, hey, let's talk. My name is Faith Shropshire, and this is the Single Life Podcast. Singles, that means you're not married. Did y'all think I was flipping you off? I wouldn't dare do that. That means you're not married, okay? Even if you're dating someone, you can still learn because you're still single, okay? There's like two things. Like there's only two genders, boy and girl. There's only really two states relationally that you can be in, and that's single or married, okay? So if you're single, that means you're not married. Let's talk about being peacefully happy in that state. Being content. Remember what Paul said. He said in Philippians 4:11, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am in to be content. Content is peacefully happy. I am so filled with peace and I'm so happy. And it's not a put on. It's because why? Like I have him. And we talked about before how whenever we live a surrendered life, it is so easy to be happy. Because you completely trust in God, creator of the heavens and the earth. You trust in his word enough to obey it. You love him enough to do what he's instructed you to do. And so you're always in the right place at the right time. So how can you and I as singles be content? You know, it's easy for married people to talk about Paul and like, you know, it's best if you remain single. That's what Paul said. It's easy for married people. That's what I always thought. Like, yo, it's easy for you to say, stay in that state of singleness. You're married, okay? But if it's a desire of your heart to be married, then listen, until you are married, be content in the state that you are in. Don't rush. Don't force things because anything that is forced always turns to crap. Anything that is rushed always turns to crap. Stuff is left undone. And that doesn't need to be the life of a believer. Marriage is so special, and it's a picture of how Jesus loves the church. That's a big deal. That should never be rushed. That should never be like forced. That is a big deal. That covenant is the second covenant. God backs the covenant that he made with us as individuals, as seed of Abraham, and then God backs the marriage covenant. That's a big deal. That shouldn't be taken lightly. So that's why I'm going to be content as a single. If it's a desire of your heart to get married, then what do? Well, I live surrendered to him. And surrendered to him, I'm in the right place at the right time every single time. There's no fear. There's no frustration. There's no anxiety about the future. Just like Proverbs says, I laugh in the face of the future. I'm excited about the future. You know why? Because my king went before me. You know, throughout all the years of old, it wasn't the king that went before the servants. The servants went before the king to make sure things were good. Well, our king, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he went before us. So why would I fear? Why would I try to make something happen? No, as a single, I will be content. So how do I do that? Well, I live a surrendered life. And then what else? What do? I get to church and be a part. I get to church. Well, that seems pretty boring. No, that's pretty amazing to be a part of the body of Christ. Look what the Bible says. I'm going to read some scriptures to you. Hebrews 10:25 says this, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more than the day as you see the day approaching. So much more as you see the day approaching. Well, what day approaching? The day that Jesus is returning. And if you're watching right now and you're like, what are you talking about? What Jesus? Jesus is the Son of God. The Bible says of Jesus, Jesus said of himself, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He came to this earth. He lived a sinless life. He died on the cross to pay the price for sin. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We needed a savior, and Jesus came to be that savior. So you can go to heaven. That's the day that's approaching. Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back to receive all of those and take to heaven those who have called on him, those who have surrendered their life to him by doing what Romans 10:9 says, believing in their heart and confessing with their mouth that Jesus is Lord. So if you've never done that, do that today so that you can be a part of the family of God. And when Jesus returns, you can go with him. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. You do not want to go to hell. You want to go to heaven, and Jesus made a way for you to be able to go to heaven. So make that decision today. But it says, not forsaking the assembling of yourself together. This isn't a time to go out there. Well, I need to put myself out there. I need to get out there. I don't have time for church. No, you need to get to church. How can you be content as a single? Get to church and be a part. And I'm not saying get to church and be a freaking creeper, okay? Like hidden on everything that moves. Like being the dude that, like, if the girl is a girl, like you're hidden on her. You know what I mean? If you find out she's single, don't be weird. Okay, like, please, in Jesus' name. And if you're single and you're weird, don't tell people you're a believer, okay? Because Jesus was not weird, okay? Jesus wasn't going around like creeping. Why? He was content in the state that he was in. He knew that there was a job to be done. He was anointed for such a time as this. He was called to mend the brokenhearted, to set the captives free, to heal the sick. Do you understand? He was called for that. So he was content. He wasn't going around being a creeper. That's not what I'm saying. Go to church and get you a man. Go to church and get you a woman. You need to have a believer. The Bible says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, and don't hook your life up with somebody or start dating somebody that does not believe like you believe. That's going to create drama. And that's not God is not going to bring a project into your life. Really? No, God's not going to do that. Oh, well, I'm just helping them get closer to God. Okay, well, what happens when you don't feel like dragging them along? They're going to slip and fall. It can't ride on you. You are not people's saviors. Do you understand? That's not why I'm saying go to church. I'm saying go to church and be a part, so that you can begin to use the gifts and talents that God has given you as an individual and bring fruit for the kingdom of God. That is what I'm talking about. Look what the Bible says. Before the feast of Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Supper being ended, the devil having already put it in the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. I want you to notice what he's doing. See, what is going to help you be content as a single? Getting a church, finding a church that believes the word of God. It's the word and the spirit, okay? The word and the spirit that preaches the word of God. You find a church that preaches the word of God, the full gospel, okay? Not bits and pieces of it, not parts taken out. I would encourage you to find a church where you can learn and grow the truth of the word of God. And then be a part of that church. Don't just show up. Be a part. Be a part financially. Be a part the way Jesus said to be a part. He took off his garment. He took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he said to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? It's like, Peter, bro, okay, why are you always steady be like saying stuff? Jesus answered and said to him, what I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Peter, being dramatic. Jesus said to him, he who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew who would betray him. He said, you are not clean. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said, do you know what I've done to you? So when he had washed, he said, do you know what I've done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I, then your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Now, this is not a scripture to wash your feet of your spouse at your wedding, okay? And if that was like on your itinerary, God bless you. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, this is my personal opinion. That's disgusting, okay? Your feet are going to be sweaty. You're nervous. This is your wedding day. And now you're going to take off your shoes and socks and wash your feet in front of all your friends and family. No one wants to see that. Like, if you feel like, oh, this is spiritual, I need to do this, do that in the privacy of your own home. You know what I mean? Like, wash each other's feet, gird yourself with a towel, go all out. But don't add that to the wedding itinerary. Please spare people the feet. Do you know what I'm saying? if that's already on your itinerary, it's already on your Pinterest board to wash feet, more power to you. This is just my opinion. I'm just saying I think it's hashtag gross. So he said, you know what I've done to you? You call me teacher and I've washed your feet. If I have washed your feet, then you need to wash each other's feet. For I've given you an example that you should do as I've done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who sent greater than him who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. How can I be content? How can I be peacefully happy as a single? You can get to church and you can be a part. Listen, the reason why singles aren't content, the reason why they're distracted is because they're so stinking selfish. All they think about is themselves. Listen, selfishness is not love, and God is love, okay? And if you don't love, then you're not of God. You don't know God, okay? Like, you want to walk in love. Love is not selfish, and it is selfish for you to not be a part of church. It's number one, disobedient. It's disobedient to the word to not go to church. Well, I've just been hurt by church. I got church hurt. I guarantee you, the church that hurt you was also hurt by you. You know what I mean? Like, your presence, your funky attitude, you're easily offended, easily getting, angry and just like bitter, always having complaints, something to say. That church was probably hurt by you too. Like, get over it. Go where God's told you to go, be a part and serve so that you're not selfish. Jesus said, what I'm doing, you need to do. Don't be selfish. If you are not selfish as a single, you will be content. You will be peacefully happy. And what makes you think that you're going to be, in the future, a good spouse if as a single, you're selfish? You'll be selfish in marriage. Marriage does not fix selfishness. You know what fixes selfishness? You stop being selfish. Decide to serve. Stop thinking about just yourself. Isn't that what Jesus said? Look, in Matthew 20, 26 or 28, yet it not shall not be so among you. Whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. Whoever desires to be first, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. How was Jesus content as a single? How was he peacefully happy? How was he able to do, down to the last detail, all that God called him to do? Why was he able to do that? Because he was a part of church and he served. He knew his place and he took his place. He was not selfish. Look what the Bible says in 1 Peter 4:10. As each one has received a gift, say, I have a gift. Single, you are so gifted. There's something that you can bring to a body of believers that can transform your supply financially, your supply serving, your supply encouragement. Like, you have a supply, you have a gift. Church is the plan of God. And so as a single, if you want to be peacefully happy and not distracted, you want to eradicate or eliminate distraction from your life, living in the fantasy realm about when am I going to get married? When is this going to happen? Then what do you need to do? You need to serve. Be a part of church. Be a part of a place where you can grow, where you can have community, where you can have friends, where people can hold you account. Be a part of a church. Be a part of a body of believers that are believing the word of God, that are winning souls, and then serve. Because you have a gift, just like Peter said, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Well, how are you going to minister it? Well, you do that at church. Listen, single, you don't have to be frustrated. You don't have to be upset about the state that you are in. You can be content. Listen, if it's a desire of your heart to get married, then just surrender to the Father. Be a part of church. Step out of yourself. Stop thinking about yourself and begin to do what Jesus did on the earth. And I guarantee you, you're going to walk into the perfect plan of God. You will be in the right place at the right time. I love you. I'll see you next time. I'm living great. Everything I do in the first place. I said I'm living good, I'm living great. Everything I do in the first place.